from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitin.
Ursula, this has been a Fresh Fridays type of show.
It has been. Yeah. I've really enjoyed today.
Yeah. Hey, also coming up, 11:30.
Yes.
Angela Russell is going to be coming on the show. You guys know Angela Russell from King 5. She'll be coming to hang out with us, and we'll be talking about what's going on. As you guys know, she put it out there on social media that this is it. She's not going to be with King 5, and so we get to find out.
She's been the host of Evening Magazine.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so what's next for Angela Russell? We'll find out.
Is it rude to ask what's next when someone usually, I'm saying in real life, like, let's say somebody's like, oh, yeah, I just resigned today. You're like, oh, really? And then usually, like, less than a minute later, it's like, so what are you doing next?
I think it's natural. I think everyone has a natural curiosity. The only time I think it would be rude is if it's someone who you find out that no longer has a job, and the way you found out is it's a one line that says we wish them well in their endeavors. You probably don't want to call them up and say, hey, what's next? Because they're probably still licking their wounds from, you know, not expecting to lose their job.
Very true.
Yeah. But she put it out there. I think it's totally natural to ask.
All right. I'll let you ask.
Okay.
All right. Right now it's time for Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Guardian Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
That's right. Not only is it Fresh Friday, it is also St. Patrick's Day today. That wonderful time of the year when you can openly pinch someone for not wearing green. And also when you realize, oh, this is why I don't usually drink Guinness, isn't it? Because it's kind of gross. This year, the added bonus is the holiday landed on a Friday. Gee, agree to disagree. Should we even be celebrating St. Patrick's Day?
I mean, y'all been doing it for the entire time, so I don't never celebrate it. I'm from Chicago, okay? And in Chicago, St. Patrick's Day is a really, really big deal, right? Like, I mean, growing up, it's been talked about. I've just never really get it, and I'm glad I'm not in school anymore, because this whole getting pinched thing is just weird, and then you can't pinch me now because it's an HR problem. I'll go upstairs on you. So, let's celebrate all the time. There needs to be some type of celebration and something to look forward to.
I'm going to bet that most people who are celebrating AKA also getting drunk on this St. Patrick's Day, probably have no idea what the holiday is all about anyway, or what it's commemorating.
Mm-hmm.
Because it commemorates St. Patrick and the arrival of Christianity in Ireland. And it also celebrates, just in general, the heritage and culture of the Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those days where everyone loves to claim that they're Irish. As I mentioned earlier, I'm one for 10. Every 10 years, I will remember to wear green.
And you haven't done it in a while?
I haven't, but today I'm wearing green. And even one of our listener, Annette, saw on the cameras, which you can see on our Cairo Radio app and on mynorthwest.com, that I am wearing green. But I had to search my wardrobe to find, you know, one of the three things that I have that are green. But sure, why not celebrate? Life is too short to not have celebrations.
Well, then my other question is, it's the 17th of March every year. The 17th itself doesn't necessarily hold a ton of significance. Should it be always on a weekend then? This is sort of a question that we ask about a lot of holidays, specifically ones around drinking. It's on a Friday. We got lucky this year. Should we continue to have it on Fridays?
I've been saying that. That's why Thanksgiving be working all week. You always know it's the third Thursday of the month. Is it third or the fourth?
Wait. You're using a false premise, though, because there is a reason why it's on March 17th.
Right. I guess you did just explain that. But what I'm saying
it's actually the anniversary of St. Patrick's death.
Oh.
So that's why it is. And it just so happens, luckily, for people who like to celebrate it, happens to fall on a Friday.
I would say St. Patrick would want us to always have it on the weekend.
There you go.
Next up, French President Emmanuel Macron just bypassed his nation's parliament and unilaterally raised the retirement age from 62 to 64. Now, here in the U.S., GOP Senator John Kennett of Louisiana says lawmakers should talk about changing retirement age in the U.S. Americans are, after all, living longer. Ursula, should the eligibility age for Social Security benefits be raised in the U.S.?
I'm glad that you're starting with me, since I'm going to be the one that would need to tap into it sooner than anyone else here. Yeah. And I don't believe it should be raised, even though it is a fact that people are living longer. And they're all, you know, but the other fact is that they've already made the change so that you cannot get full retirement Social Security benefits until the age of 67. So I believe that was changed in the early 80s. So you can initially tap into it when you're 62, but the earlier that you tap in, the less money you make, and it's a kind of a permanent deal. So you have to make the choice. It's like, do you want to start getting paid out now, or do you want to start later and get a bigger benefit? I've already told my husband that I would opt for the getting it a little bit earlier. Because I have been reminded, it's been slapped me in the face a bunch of times that no day is promised. I've kind of, and I've done other things to that would help supplement whatever I would get coming in. So bottom line, I don't think it would be fair to postpone it and make it even later, because I would hate to see older people have to as just a way of survival to continue working past like the age of, you know, some people are working at the age of 70 because they have to. And I think that's the wrong way to go.
I think this is a very tough topic, right? And it's tough because, you know, some of the same folks that when we start to, when there's new data, right? So let's take guns, when the founding forefathers made the Second Amendment, right? Remember when they made that? What kind of guns were there then? Muskets and things like that. There weren't what we have today. But even though today we want to try to make some, like, hey guys, you know, the founding fathers didn't know that you would be able to do what they did in Uvalde, right? And so there's a lot of people like, nope, we don't want to change. Even though we have more information to help us be a better society, there are people that want to stay on things that was written in the late 1700s. Now, I gotta agree. People are living a little longer. When this Social Security thing was made, correct me if I'm wrong, when was Social Security and the idea of it? Maybe in the 30s? You can look this up. I'm just going off the top of my head. Almost 100 years ago is when the age was established. And this is not me trying to be cruel, because I already think and I've already on the side of people when it comes to how we treat our elderly in this country. That's a separate topic. But the but
President Roosevelt, 1935.
Hey, right? So, but here we are in 2023. You guys know that a 65-year-old person in 2023 isn't like a 65-year-old person in 1935. Let's keep it a buck, y'all. Because I know my grandmama, I felt like she was 80 for like 40 years. She was wearing a house coat and slippers for years.
Wait.
So what?
So do you think that it should be postponed then? Wait longer before you can get Social Security so that people like,
yes,
David and Nick,
yes,
and the younger generation, I guess,
yes,
that would be the argument.
Yes. I mean, look, we're right now at the rate that we are going. Okay. It was 1935. Ursula just did the research for me. 1935. So that means, by the way, my mom was 80. She was born 1943, right? what we are getting ready to see is something that we have never seen before, because people are becoming boomers and becoming at this age. We got Gen X. Some Gen X are here pretty soon, are going to be getting into that department. By the time boomers and Gen X are done, the millennials are going to be like, yo, what's up with us? And Gen Z, the generation... Yeah, let me tell you something. This Gen Z generation, y'all done been through so much. Y'all done been through the 2008 recession. You done been through the pandemic. Y'all just keep going through stuff. And then all we gonna say is we got nothing for you.
Yeah. Well, and that can't be either. So I think that we need to figure out a way that you don't have to increase the age to because, again, that would only exacerbate problems that already exist. And some economists have looked into it, and they say that, yeah, maybe a college-educated white worker could work until they're 70, but there are other groups who do not have that same luxury. And many of them are lower education groups or racial minorities. They just do not have, on average, that many healthy years of life expectancy. So this could hurt even more certain segments of the population. So that would be one of the arguments against it. But yes, young people today have gone through more than many of us have, and they shouldn't have to worry that there would not be a safety net once they are ready for retirement.
And by the way, Ursula, if this was 1935 and you at your age, you wouldn't look as good as you look back then. Okay, in 1935.
That has nothing to do with when I'm ready to start.
I'm telling that right now, there are some 65-year-old ladies. Whoa, wait. Miss Jenkins?
Okay, I'm not 65, by the way.
I'm just saying.
Okay, but
that's a fine, Miss Jenkins.
Yeah,
let's get out of here.
Good time.
So we were talking to Perry Cooper earlier, spokesperson for SDA Airport. Yes. Speaking of flights, when the seatbelt light blinks on, of course, every passenger buckles up, except for one group of flyers, that is lap babies. Unrestrained children sharing a seat with their parents are exempt from the safety mandate, presenting a growing concern amid recent incidents of severe turbulence. Ursula, I'm coming to you again. Should there be a ban on lap babies?
No. There should not be a ban, but I would argue that if possible, I think every baby should have the availability of a seat. And to do that, I think that the airlines, this is going to be a real popular one, I think that the airlines should discount the cost of buying an extra seat so that you can ensure that your baby can be in a baby seat and be strapped up properly. Because the big push is from the Flight Attendants Association. They're saying it's just too dangerous. And there have been some instances where you hit turbulence or a really hard landing and baby goes flying. Doesn't happen that often, but it can happen. It is very dangerous. So, but I've also been that parent who, before my kid was the age of two, I mean, knowing that I was going to have him on my lap almost the whole time, I didn't. Our whole family would take up the whole row. I didn't want to buy an extra seat, and I did have my child on my lap. So I think that a good compromise would be to reduce the cost if you have a child under the age of two so that they can have their own seat.
I don't know. This is very easy for me. Where the baby supposed to sit at? I mean, come on now. What are we doing? What kind of society are we becoming? We're trying to keep it from mama or daddy being able to hold the baby. Or the baby's scared enough. They don't want to be without their mom or dad. Could you imagine? Hey, moms, dads, let me ask. Could you imagine your baby being 1.5 years old and the flight attendant coming by? Excuse me, sir. Your baby can't be on your lap. What? Put the baby in the next chair?
Yeah, their argument is it's just very dangerous.
Put it in a car seat.
Have you? Boy, the last time I was on a plane, that was the worst turbulence I have ever felt. And I realized, I get it now. I get it. It took this long. But when you've gone through really bad turbulence, then you understand why they keep saying, hey, if you're not going to the bathroom, keep yourself strapped up in your seat.
Yeah, it gets dangerous.
Yeah, so that's that whole push. But I think the compromise would be good. I don't know if the airlines would be too into that, though.
All All right. Finally, this is probably our last one that we're going to have time for. Edwin Diaz, a celebrated reliever and closer for the New York Mets, posted a heartfelt message to Mets fans today after his horrific injury, where he suffered a torn patellar tendon in his right knee, which happened not while playing, but while celebrating after sealing a victory for Team Puerto Rico in the WBC. Mets fans are upset at Diaz after reports that he's going to be out for the entire 2023 season. He just signed a five-year, $102 million contract back in November. He's the highest paid closer in baseball. G, agree to disagree. Should teams begin to bar players from participating in the WBC?
No. The WBC is just one of those things that fans just kind of watch because they're like, ooh, wee, I'm going to give you one of those cool jerseys. Don't nobody really pay attention to the WBC unless you're a baseball aficionado. But for the most part, most don't watch. Let me see. Nick, when was the last time you watched a WBC baseball game?
I've only seen hints of highlights this year. I've scarcely seen any broadcasts.
So if I'm the Mariners, if I'm the Mets in this case, because he plays for the Mets, I'd be mad about this. You just spent $102 million. You paid him as the highest paid relief pitcher ever in the history of the game. $102 million that now is guaranteed, by the way. And so, yeah, that's what happens.
I'm going to go with G.
Okay, fair enough. Ursula, before you go, Jesus, one of our listeners, made a very good point on the Social Security thing and are talking about how today folks in their 60s are different than folks in their 60s back then. Let's just go to 1985 and the beginning of the Golden Girls, right? And by the way, Golden Girls, shout out to the Golden Girls. That was a show. But if you remember them back then, Rue McClanahan, she was the youngest. She was 51 years old at that time. A lot of, I mean, Betty White was 63 years old. Sophia, she was young. I mean, you know, like they were the Golden Girls. When you looked at that, you thought, oh, man. But somebody was playing Golden Girls today. Could you imagine if Golden Girls was go today and it was some ladies in their 60s?
And I am going to agree with you that 65 today is very different from 65 a few decades ago, but I will still argue that you should not increase the age for Social Security. And I don't think that anyone in their 70s or 80s should be required to work just to survive. No way.
I agree, but I'm on the losing side of that. I just want you to know, and I'll accept it. Coming up next here on the G and Ursula Show, Angela Russell from Evening Magazine. She's going to join our show. We'll find out what's going on with her, what's next, and more. G and Ursula.
To the G and Ursula Show on this beautiful Fresh Friday. We're talking about possibly having the warmest day of the year so far, so I hope you enjoy it.
Is the sun out?
The sun is out, and it's just going to get more and more beautiful and warmer as the hours go by. But I just want to bring you back to about 3+ years ago when we first started the G and Ursula Show. You know, I was so thrilled when I heard that Angela Russell of King 5 News was one of our regular listeners, and she also expressed interest in doing a feature story on our show. And COVID hit, and during the pandemic, it was hard to get that whole thing coordinated, but eventually we were able to connect with her, and she did such a beautiful piece on our show. Angela has been one of my favorite people to watch on TV. I think she's always done a fantastic job. So I personally was kind of disappointed to hear that she was leaving Evening Magazine. And I asked if we could have her on the show. And I'm thrilled to say that she is joining us right now. Good morning, Angela.
Hey, good morning, Ursula. You are so kind. You're going to make me cry.
No. I am not kidding. Gee, do you remember when I said, having Angela's interest in our show kind of gave me a lot of confidence.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah, it was like, okay, I think we're going on the right track. And so you are a very important person, not just for our show, but just for this community. And I wanted to make sure that everyone had a chance to hear about, you know, what you're doing.
Yeah.
And maybe you're not ready, because G said maybe it's rude to ask, hey, what's next? But
you know, it's so funny, because I do think in our society we do have this obsession with what are you doing now? What are you doing now? And all that stuff. And I'm totally fine talking about that. I just want to take a minute to just say that's what I've loved so much about my job the last 5 or 6 years that I've been at King 5, is being able to just, as cliche as it sounds, like shine a light on people who are doing some really amazing things. And in some cases, some small businesses that they were doing great work. They were doing everything they could. And all they needed was a little publicity. Mm-hmm. And it was authentic. You know, it was like, hey, I think you're pretty cool. And I want other people to know about you. And that's how I felt about you, how I felt about you too. And so that has been one of the most rewarding things about my job. And it was funny, because I was telling G recently how this never would have happened had I not walked away from another job 9 years ago. I mean, I was a full-time anchor and I had a great job being paid really well. And yet there was something that was like, Angela, it's time to move on. And I didn't know what that thing was at the time. And I, gosh, did a movie on Lifetime and wrote a musical and did a bunch of cool stuff. And then all of a sudden King came around, and then I went on this long journey of shining a light on people who were doing good things.
I love that.
It never would have happened had I not listened to myself.
So let's talk about some of the stories that you've covered on Evening. What is one of the most memorable for you?
You two, of course. Come on.
Okay, please. I wasn't fishing. Okay, besides us.
Yeah.
You know what? For me, the best part, because I can't pick, like, there's so many different ones. Like, I can't pick, like, this was the favorite, right? But I can tell you the emotion I feel. There was this restaurant in Burien I discovered called Centro. And it had the most amazing food, right? And I'm like, and it was kind of quiet. Like, you could walk in. It was never a crowd. And it, you know, it was a new business, right? It was slow. And we did the story on them. And every time I go now, there's a crowd every single time. And he said, Angela, people are coming from all over the region, coming to check out our food. And you know, it's just a great family. You know, we had 3 daughters, a baby on the way, and just knowing that the story we got to tell made a difference.
That's awesome.
I loved meeting this woman in Everett who was a Metro bus driver. She's saving her money, and she was going to open this place one day, you know, and to be there to celebrate when she was a Best of Western Washington winner. I just love the power of that we have this platform.
That is, and this is the voice of Angela Russell, formerly of Evening Magazine, here on the G and Ursula Show. Angela, you've done so many things, and Lifetime and all this musical and Evening Magazine and been a news anchor. But you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about when you were a DJ. How about that?
How did you know this? Did I tell you this?
Come on now. So time to time, I've been known, as a matter of fact, not time to time, all the time I've been known not to do research, but sometimes I sneak and do a little something. So talk about your deal.
I want to invite you to do some extra work. That's good. I love you, G. It was cool.
Okay, so where did you do that?
Oh, that was in Jacksonville. I was Angie P, because my maiden name is Angela Poe. So I was Angie P on 92.7, The Beat Jams. And then in Gainesville, I was the Nighttime Angel, because we did love dedication requests. And so that was very different. But, yep, that was,
hey,
I did DJ.
So what was your sign-off? So when it was time for you to get off the air, what was your sign-off? How would you, like, get off the air? What was your sign-off?
Does it tell my age that I don't recall?
I feel you on that one.
I know, right? I obviously need to develop one. Seriously.
Well,
yeah, but that was fine. Those were fun days.
Well, Angela, we really appreciate you, not just for coming on the show today, but for just, like you said, I mean, Ursula, she admits it out loud that hearing that you listen to the show and that you like the show gave her confidence. Well, I want to say it too, because it really gave me confidence as well. And I know that you and I do talk off the air, and your professional opinion and or advice is always, always welcomed, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I do want to answer your question. Do I have 30 seconds?
Yes, of course.
Okay. In terms of what I'm doing right now, I'm doing a bunch of freelance projects. They're all in the creative space, writing, telling stories. And so I'm really excited about that. And of course, as things come up that other people can see, I will let them know.
Well, I do know that you're going to be joining me in a couple of weeks. G shared that with me. So that was awesome news. Was that an?
Oh, I did.
That was me cheering.
You said that was what?
That was me cheering.
Okay. I thought I was supposed to say something. That was the most awkward couple of seconds. No, I'm going to tell you right now. One of the things that I admire about you so much is that you are a great storyteller, and you use your gift to lift others up and to look for ways to just make our community so much better. And I just want to thank you for that. And I look forward to working with you in a couple of weeks.
I'm excited too. It is a true honor to work with you. Whenever I listen to you, Ursula, it just feels like home. So hopefully I'll feel like that in the studio.
Are you going to be ready for scenarios too?
You know I am. I'm going to bring some scenarios. Are you kidding?
All right.
Hey, I got a scenario for you. What do you do when all of a sudden a newlywed couple is at home together all of a sudden a lot? That's a scenario.
Okay, we'll help you solve that one.
Well, yeah. Man, maybe I might take off that. I might not take off that day. Maybe I'll be here. Thank you, Angela Russell. We appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you, Dee and Ursula.
All right. Coming up next. Oh, man, it's already at the end of the show?
I know.
Man.
I thought I gave out a secret that I wasn't supposed to. My heart skipped a beat.
Hold on. Mine skipped, too. I said, were we not supposed to say that?
No, we should be shouting it from the rooftops.
Your text messages, your feedback, and then we'll have Ursula's words to live by. It's Gina Ursula. Before we get to the text messages, I just want to take this time to say I absolutely love my job. I love all of, not just talking to you guys every day, not just dealing with the text messages, but I love my coworkers too. Because when something goes not perfect, to watch some of my coworkers just go crazy.
Oh, I'm seeing Ursula crawl in the studio over there like a hamster, like moving around.
I love a girl Ursula to death, but if anything, if there's any T not crossed or I not dotted, she loses her mind. What happened, Ursula?
I like to be professional when I turn on the mic.
Are you saying I'm not professional?
No. Well, I'm just talking about myself.
Okay.
Since you're putting my business out there, I hit a button on my screen here, and suddenly there was some weird noise. You just heard it.
Uh-huh.
And my words to live by have vanished.
Okay. Let's go.
And then it said something about you need to get an engineer to fix this. So anyway, I was trying to move, but thanks for covering for me.
Do you still need an engineer?
Nope.
So who fixed it?
David.
So I don't know if it was just like a random virus pop-up or something like that, but yeah. I was able to get out of it. Computer is safe. No, we are secure.
So that is an example of what happened. The youngsters understand technology better than we do.
Yes, I have to rent a millennial every time.
All right, Ursula.
Lend a gen.
And while I'm trying to recover over. Now you're going to throw it to me? No, you start.
Okay, cool. Text messages. New governor on the horizon. Our friend Sue on Cedar River says, I want none of those Dems. We need some new choices.
Yeah, the question was, if Governor Inslee doesn't run for a fourth term, who would you vote for?
Yeah.
Lolo in the 425 says, I would like a different view in the office. Someone else besides Governor Inslee. His leadership has been very toxic throughout the years. I would like different scenery.
425 says, I think we need a new governor. Someone who is post-pandemic and will perhaps address the hybrid issues in our state. We need some sort of rent control. G is right. We are barely hanging on with our rent constantly raising and high food costs.
Okay, on the topic of tiny homes,
yeah.
425 says you're never going to fix the homelessness problem until you start calling it a drug problem. My response to that was, while drugs do play a big role, as long as you only call it a drug problem, we will never fix the problem.
Oh, that was good, Ursula. Wow.
Okay, I'm feisty now because I've lost everything on my screen.
You also said rent a millennial. I can't believe you said that. Dave in the 206 says, stop making homelessness profitable for people and businesses. You won't stop or even affect the homelessness until it is no longer profitable.
425 says, as a 30-year social worker, I can tell you the biggest hole is caused by drugs, and if you pretend it isn't, it's ridiculous and counterproductive.
The biggest drug county in the country is in Ohio. Why doesn't Ohio have the homeless problem like we have here? Toronto in the 206 says they should buy empty lots, install utilities, and fill them with tiny homes. They are way cheaper than buying million-dollar buildings to house the homeless.
And that is what many people are arguing right now. Bellevue school consolidation. 206 says the same thing is happening in the Olympia School District. We just went to a meeting last night where they're looking to close three schools or consolidate.
Okay, Ursula, it's time for Your Words to Live By, brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
I'm sorry because of my snafu there. We missed so many of your text messages. I'll do better on Monday. But this is a quote from Andy Andrews, who says, life itself is a privilege, but to live life to the fullest, well, that's a choice. I'm going to go into this weekend living life to the fullest. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Love you all. Thank you.
You know what, Ursula? That's a good one. Because I'd argue that if you are listening to the G and Ursula show right now, then you believe in that. You believe that.
I think people do.
You're living a good life. That's right. Good stuff, Ursula.
Thank you, G.
Yes. I'm ready to get to the weekend.
You ready for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about my cryotherapy appointment right now coming up. Hey, what do you got there, Nick?
With the slate of our guests for the show being hearty, today's Fresh Friday really felt like a party. And of course, it's only fitting with the weekend so near. Plus, to add even more, that Irish holidays here. So to break out the green clovers and sweet lucky charms as we wish you good fortune and hope you no harm. But after today, here's my wish for good luck, to not get so spooked by some stuffed dog, cat, or duck. Keep that out of my sight.
Nick, man, you always do a good job. Hey, David Burbank, DB as I call him. Hey, man, we really appreciate your help.
It was such a blast. Thank you guys both.
Thank you.
You're really good at this. Like, you are serious when you're working, man.
Thank you. That's Let the bosses know,
that's how, please. That's how Ursula likes it.
I
Ursula,
love it.
Ursula
you're
loves you to
great.
Work.
What?
Because, no.
Wait a minute.
No, because
you cannot rent me as a millennial.
No, because
sorry.
The thing is, Ursula, when he is doing that, that gets you off my back. Because you already know what kind of work I'm doing. None.
Losing.
Have a good weekend, Ursula.
You too.
DB, have a great weekend, sir.
Appreciate it.
Nick, appreciate you, bro.
Great week, brother.
And all of you, hey, have a great weekend. We'll do this again next week on Monday. Spike O'Neill, Jack Stein, the afternoon show. That comes up next. Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And as always, 425, be kind.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.